Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Millies. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy DeShong. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jimmy DeShong. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Millies fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground that hits Chapman. Chapman is out and Lewis is safe at first. There goes Chapman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Trosky moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis bunts towards the mound. DeShong fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. That run is unearned. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to 1, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0 for 1 in the game. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stone scores. Meyer scores. Bluge moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0 for 1 in the game. DeShong hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Millie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lewis. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Millies and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill bunts towards the mound. DeShong fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Whitehill scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Sid Cohen now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Fred Sington now playing right field. John Stone now playing center field. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Millies and he is out, Bluge applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Indians. Joe Heving now pitching. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Millies hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Sid Cohen. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sinkton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Sinkton reaches second base with a double. Travis moves to third. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Travis scores. Sinkton moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.